Welcome into the latest edition of ESPN FC. I'm Dan Thomas, joined in the studio today by Craig Burley and Casey Keller. Don will be here a little later on to discuss the Premier League, but we kick things off with a big story, of course, from the weekend. Lionel Messi making his debut for PSG. However, on the pitch, it was Kylian Mbappe who was the star of the show. Yeah, exactly. Together it would be better, says the front page of L'Équipe. Meanwhile, the front page of AS, the Madrid-based newspaper, saying Mbappe scores at Messi's party. Well, the likes of AS and Marca and Real Madrid fans, as we welcome in Julian Laurentius, have been pushing for this move for Kylian Mbappe to go ahead before the transfer deadline on Tuesday. From reports we're hearing today, that is pretty much dead in the water now.
Well, there's still time, Dan, of course, between now and Tuesday night for them to make a deal. But it's true that right now, from what we're being told as well, and we wrote on the website, is that the negotiations have stopped. There's no more discussions between Real Madrid and PSG. PSG is still remaining firm in the sense that we've had two offers from Real Madrid, 160, 180 million. This is not enough. If you want to get him, and we've opened the door, we're talking to you, but you need to have a higher bid. If that bid doesn't come, he won't go. He's happy to stay, as we mentioned, but he's also told PSG, if I'm staying, I'm not going to extend my contract, so you will have no money in a year time, and I will leave very likely to Real Madrid, but with no money for you. If you want some money for me, you'd have to find an agreement now and let me go now. But at the moment, it looks like, and again, is this just now when we record the show, it looks like he will be staying in Paris.
Jules, Craig mentioned it yesterday. Kylian Mbappe's first goal was brute determination, wasn't it? Beautiful header from the Frenchman. And suggestions, we haven't been that nice to him, of course, over the last couple of weeks, talking about the fact that he's not happy that he's in the shadow of Messi. But could this actually be a good thing for his game, that he's going to continually be trying to prove everyone that he still remains in his head the best in the world?
Yes, you're right. I mean, we talked about his attitude on the pitch and off the pitch. We've mentioned the main reason why he would want, why he would also be happy to leave now, is because he wants to be the poster boy. He wants to be at Real Madrid, which is the club that he's also been dreaming since he was a kid. It's the club of Cristiano Ronaldo, who was his idol. So there's a lot of reasons why it would also work for him to move now and not wait a year to go. However, as we saw against Reims on Sunday, which, by the way, annoyed a lot of the Spanish media because they didn't like the way how happy he was and how he celebrated and the goals he scored and the celebration and all of that, because they wanted him to sulk and to force that move. But no, because he's happy there. We saw when Messi came on, they tried to find each other, little one-twos and things like this. We saw the heading goal on the Di Maria cross. He's not a good header of the ball, but now he's two goals in his last two games on a header, and that one was a great header too. So I think you're right, and Craig was right yesterday. Maybe there's also a point for him to prove, especially with the fans too, saying, listen, of course I would want to go to Real Madrid because this is the greatest club in the world, but I would also be happy to stay and help this team, even if in the end I would live on a free, which is not ideal. He knows that for the club, but there's no way he's going to extend now.
PSG will take that though, won't they?
Sorry, what?
PSG will take it in the sense you got.
I think it makes sense all round, and I even think it makes sense for the player, because Real Madrid at this moment in time are not in the greatest of shape, right? Now, in 12 months' time, in 4 months' time, or a matter of a couple of days, over 4 months, he can go and put pen to paper with Real Madrid if he chooses, and they can finalise a deal on a pre-contract. So it's not long to wait, and he's in the best place, I think, for this season. He's in a team with arguably the best chance of winning the Champions League, to have 10 months or whatever it is with Messi and Neymar, and then leave on a free. It's not his prerogative to make sure PSG, in some sort of sentimental claptrap world, get this big fee for him. It's his prerogative to make sure he does what's best for him. And I think that's ultimately what's going to happen here, and Real Madrid will get the man. For nothing, rather than some stupid fee with a few months left in his contract.
But he also just said, but he doesn't even have to worry about it, that, because he just said, if you wanted a big fee, look, here's 180 million that you just turned down, so don't blame me for that. You had an opportunity to cash in on me, and I'm only going to be here for another year. So, like I said the other day, why not his agent in 4 months' time is going to say, oh, remember that 180 you were going to make? Hey, guess what? Give me half of it plus my salary, and everybody's happy.
Oh, nice experience. It's back into your Rafa Vallecano move.
Well, it's very, very similar. But then at the same time, Real Madrid then has extra money to go spend to strengthen the squad once he gets there. Yeah. They'll get some other players off the books that they don't really need. It really is a win-win for Real Madrid more than anybody. And let's be honest, PSG doesn't need the money. So
if I was 28 or 29, then I'm concerned about it.
Right.
Right, because I want it now.
Sure.
And we've talked about Harry Kane.
We talked about injuries and everything that falls into it as well, yes. Yeah.
And how that doesn't seem to be happening and how he's at that age and needs a move.
Right.
But the desperation for Kylian Mbappe because of his age is not there.
Right.
I mean, obviously you could pick up a bad injury and that, you know, these things can happen, but that apart, you know, a few months here or there where he is, there's no big desperate rush to go to Real Madrid.
Right. The one tricky part could be, let's say he picks up an injury. Erling Haaland has this buyout clause that isn't astronomical. And they say, well, we really wanted Mbappe, but it looks like something's gone wrong. So let's go buy Erling Haaland.
Right.
So there is some trepidation, but very little,
I think,
as Craig
both,
said. Very little.
Honest.
They very well could.
Well, despite the fact, obviously, he scored two goals, Lionel Messi coming on in the second half is the big story.
For
Jules.
Selfies.
And we'll get to selfies.
That was so funny.
We'll get to selfies a little bit later on. Just give us a kind of insight into how France has reacted to what happened yesterday, Jules.
Real frenzy, Dan, really, the excitement, never seen anything like this, especially, it was not at home, it was away at Reims, but the amount of people waiting for him outside the hotel, at the whole stadium, really, being there just for Messi, chanting his name, even the Reims fans chanting his name. He didn't come out to warm up before the game with the rest of the Serbs, didn't come out at halftime either, stayed in the dressing room, but then as soon as he's starting warming up on the touchline in the start of the second half, the whole stadium exploded, and the peak of viewing figures probably on ESPN Argentina back home, but also in every other country that was showing the game. And there was 208 countries in the world showing Messi's debut, even for just the 25 minutes. But the peak of viewing figures when he came on was huge everywhere. And I think that's the excitement, not just in France, but all around the world, to see him in a new shirt. We never thought that day would be there, that he would not play for Barcelona but for another team. And yet he's there in Ligue 1, maybe the greatest player of all time. It was really a historical day for French football in general.
We have that effect when this show comes on.
Oh, of course. Yeah, but as opposed to a peak, it's a dip.
Oh, hey. Messi!
And here's Stevie's haircut. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
Jules, Craig mentioned it, and it's something we discussed on yesterday's show. It got a lot of media attention, didn't it? The goalkeeper taking a selfie with his kid afterwards, along with Messi. I'm just wondering if people have been as scathing as Craig and Frank
LaBeouf. No, Frank LaBeouf.
And I'm just saying, Craig and Frank LaBeouf.
I just got involved.
Yes. Oh, you weren't scathing at all about this in a professional manner.
There was a bit, and I mean, to add to it, Craig, if you didn't know, but the rest of the Reims players waited for him in the tunnel, in the dressing room, and took photo one after the other after the game.
Freaking what? Jesus, bloody French. What's wrong with you?
But then look at last season with Barcelona, when they won the Copa del Rey, his own teammates waited queued to take a photo with him and the trophy. So I guess it's not just in France. It is, of course, if you're a Reims player or a Reims fan, you would have never qualified for the Champions League. So you never thought that you could actually see Messi in your stadium, on your pitch, in your city. So maybe for them it was very special, so special that they allowed themselves to do that. But in France, we've got this bad habit. Remember last season, the Angers coach, who's now, by the way, is not there anymore, but during the game asking Neymar for his shirt to give to his son. I mean, I don't know, there's something about those big stars.
He's going to take
French
a throw in. You're not helping the situation.
You might as well give them all the cell phones to take on the pitch during the 90 minutes.
During the match, excuse me a minute.
Run round.
Oh. Casey?
Well, Messi obviously is one of those levels that there's not many of them in the world in any profession that...
I wouldn't even come on this showcase if he came in.
Well, you take a picture on the hallway and then
no,
come back.
No, pictures.
That's standard. No, so, mind the picture taking?
I thought it was funny. But I'll give you an example. The Sounders played Barcelona in a preseason game.
Right.
And they're staying at the Four Seasons in Seattle. And there's a little courtyard as you drive in. A friend of mine was the manager of the Four Seasons. when Barcelona were there with Messi, there was 200 to 300 people at all hours of the night in that courtyard waiting to see Messi.
No, I get it.
I mean, it's
not players.
So imagine somebody who's going to go for a cruise,
right,
has no idea about world football, and they're going, what is going on here? But that is who he is. But I
have you got a picture of Messi, Casey?
No, I was fortunate enough to play against him. So, I mean, you have a, not very much. I played against him twice, but I couldn't.
No?
I couldn't, like Craig said. It would, I could go congratulate him, thank you, whatever else, but I don't know if I could, on the pitch, bring my kids out in a league game and, hey, guys.
I didn't get it. I mean, Frank was angrier about it than me, I think. I don't really buy it. Look, it is what it is. We're jesting about it. I don't like that kind of thing, no matter who it is. But it's a big story. I get it. It's a big story, him being there. I just think the fawning at some point, all round.
It'll quiet down.
It
will quiet down.
I mean, have some respect for yourself, French football.
I wouldn't go quite that far.
Can I ask a weird question, which might not be an answer? We might tell you to shut up. Do you think he was nervous?
Who?
Messi. Given everything he's achieved and everything he's done.
No.
No?
That's, I don't know if nervous is the right word. I'm sure there's a little bit of
butterflies, excitement.
You don't care, right?
I would be intrigued to know what his levels are in that sense. Not just making a big move, because he knows how good he is, but in terms of a big game, where he sits in that level of anxiety, or whether it just does not affect him whatsoever. He's so supremely confident. I don't think nerves is the right word, but I think there'll be a desire to succeed, and he's always seemed to me the kind of guy that PSG have made a big layout on him financially. They've made a big play for him, and I think the desire for him to succeed will be very strong. I don't think it'll be nerves, but I think, you know, there'll be an apprehension from his point of view that he wants to make sure he's delivering at least the same, if not better, than what he was delivering.
I'm guessing they've sold a shirt or two.
I think so. Who was more excited, do you think, Messi or Jules?
About what?
About Messi playing.
Jules. I'm pretty sure. 100%. Jules.
A lot more of Jules fawning over Messi and PSG on the latest edition of the Gab and Jules. Oh, look at that. The Gab and Jules podcast. Be sure to check it out.
He's wearing that big sweater.
He needs to get a new sweater. Look at it.
God's sakes, like a fishing net.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't a search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/FC. Just go to Indeed.com/FC right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on the podcast. Indeed.com/FC, terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Did you know less than 10% of Americans own an e-bike? Here's why that should change. Studies show e-bike owners actually end up exercising more, plus getting outside more. If you're looking for a balanced lifestyle and everyday adventures, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes. They are the number one selling e-bike brand in America. Their bikes are typically foldable, pre-assembled, and have serious range up to 150 miles on some models. Check them out today at electricebikes.com and add some more adventure to your week. That's lectricebikes.com.
This is round three of matches in the Premier League. Of course, it all started off with City thrashing Arsenal by 5-0. Meanwhile, Liverpool 1, Chelsea 1 at Anfield on Sunday. Tottenham continued their perfect start to the season with a 1-0 victory over Watford. United, meanwhile, leaving it late against Wolves, but took all 3 points. Don's here as well, as promised. Got some quick-fire questions here from our producer who's trying to impress Don. How much longer does Arteta have at Arsenal?
One game.
Wow.
Next game, Norwich.
That's it.
I think so, mate. I think if he loses that one, it will be very, very hard for himself to try and convince the fans that he's going to be the man. They've got two games coming up. They've got Norwich and Burnley. I mean, surely he has to take four at least out of those two, 6 points.
Arteta's big apologist, though, is shaking his head. Jules?
I think he would have a bit more, not much more, but more than just the Norwich game.
I think, if we, is that, the producer come up with that?
Yeah, like, he's giving me a list of questions.
That's
here.
All he come up with? Graham's been doing this gig for probably 7 days, maybe a bit longer, and he's come up with what? Look over there, four questions.
Yeah, that's it. That's what he's contributed.
I think if he's not picked it up, and then the Tottenham game's a disaster,
right,
we might not be far away. I mean, if you were to pick up 1 point from the two games before, I can't remember who they were, Burnley and...
Norwich.
Yeah.
If you want to pick up at least 4 points there, and then
at least
to lose to Tottenham, you're in a terrible position. That we're now talking, you know. So
how much of a shambles is this?
Yeah, but it's not all his doing. But there's no doubt his inexperience is showing. But this is an issue with. This for me is a long-standing issue. It's not something that's just popped up. So it's been steeping in this mediocrity for a while, and they're trying to put like a hot flannel on it. Recruitment, who they've recruited, kind of players they've recruited, the positions they've recruited in, and then on top of that, they've had some injuries, and on top of that, they have an inexperienced manager. So when you put all those in the melting pot, what you get is a side that's just completely miles off where this club wants and should be.
The thing is, Case, like, sack Arteta tomorrow, who wants this?
Well, that's the question mark. And to me, it goes back, you know, several years ago when you had that attitude change of winning the league to celebrating fourth place like you won the league.
Right.
And then from there, it can only go down. And it is. It's amazing for, you know, those of us who played against that Invincibles team and what that club was doing to now, it's going to be a very interesting route how they come forward, because they did spend some decent money this summer. So it's not as if it's, all right, we're just budgeting and we're not going to do this, but there's been a lot of mistakes.
Well,
and how do you rectify those mistakes?
I look at the recruitment of the likes of Leicester City. Right. Now, one of the managers that would be touted and has been is Brendan Rodgers,
yep,
a replacement for quite a few when they're struggling. But he seems happy at Leicester. And why
he
would
also
he?
Said he wasn't interested in Tottenham as well. So
and why would
and
you
Tottenham
make that jump?
In better shape than Arsenal.
And listen,
right,
there might be a time when you want to make that jump, particularly to Arsenal.
Yep.
But I don't think it's now. But I mean, you look at the recruitment. You look at the players they've gone out and recruited. They brought in Johnny Evans at a time when Man City wanted him. They brought in Soyuncu, who's been excellent for the most part. Wesley Fofana. They went out and bought one of the most supremely talented young fullbacks in the lower divisions, in James Justin, who, if not injured, would have probably have been close, if not in the England squad, because he can play both fullback positions. They went out previously with N'Golo Kante. He's obviously the big one. You can throw Maddison in there, who was playing his football at one time for Aberdeen.
Well, you pick a Jamie Vardy
and Wilfred Ndidi. All these,
right?
Most of these players would walk into the Arsenal team, yet the recruitment at Leicester City has been good enough to have them at least in the mix for big parts of the season, and certainly fighting for the Champions League spots, and have won an FA Cup. I know Arteta.
Well, no, but not only that, go back to Leicester, where we all thought when the unthinkable happened, mm-hmm, and they went 4,000-1 to win the league, and they win the league, then what did we all think? That it was just going to disintegrate from there.
Yeah.
It couldn't continue on. You'd have, you know, players like, you know, Wes Morgan get older, and they wouldn't be able to replace it, and it was just this anomaly. But then to continue just to stay in the conversation, win the FA Cup, win, you know, be part of challenging for Champions League spots, it's been remarkable.
How do we turn this into a Leicester love fest, Casey?
Yes.
One last point on this, Jules. When you take a look at it, and Craig said they've spent money, why spend £40 million on a reserve goalkeeper considering all the other problems you have on your squad? This seems a massive head scratcher.
Yes, it's a fair question, and we will see through the season if it was a mistake to sign Ramsdale or not, if it was a mistake to sell Emi Martinez the summer before that, and then replacing him by Ramsdale. They obviously signed him because there's a lot of things that they liked about him, and it might be the right signing. It might pay off, and he might have a really good season as a number one with the personality, with the ball at his feet, which they think is better than Leno, for example. So there's a lot of things. They don't just spend 40 million on someone, they just close their eyes and go, who can we get? Oh yeah, Ramsdale from Sheffield United. It doesn't work like this. So they've scouted him a lot. They obviously made all their due diligence, and then we will have to see if it works out or not. But which is true, and Craig mentioned it, there's a lot of transfers, unfortunately for them, that haven't worked out. So this one might well not work out too. But they need to rebuild this squad. They need transition. They need new players. Willian, it seems like, you know, they will get him off the book, which they could be lucky with, because a lot of players like Willian would have stayed, only trained, not play, not be involved, but take the money. He decided not to, which is a good thing for them. But that was a mistake as well from the past. So there's still so much work to be done. Whether Arteta is the manager or not, I think that the issues and the work to be done goes way beyond him.
William, linked to Corinthians, of course, reports suggesting that is done.
Really looking forward to the next question.
Okay, get ready for it.
Okay.
It's a beauty, and it's for Don. Don, does Manchester City need a striker?
They obviously do if they want to win the Premier League and win the big prizes.
Well, they didn't last year. They didn't have a striker last year. They won it. They've scored 10 goals in the last two games.
That's absolutely correct, Dan. And the thing about Man City is they've got intelligent players. So when you look at what they've got, they're looking at someone like Raheem Sterling, 10 goals, Kevin De Bruyne, 10 goals, Bernardo Silva, close to that, Jesus, 10 goals, Ferran Torres, 10 goals, Jack Grealish, 10 goals. So they might be able to get away with it. I just think in the very biggest of competitions, when you're talking maybe last day of the season, or you're talking a Champions League semi-final, final, if you've got a Lewandowski, if you've got a Kane, you can more or less rely on those two and one or two others to get the big goals. We've seen last season, City were brilliant. Didn't really have any competition last season. I think they can do it again. I think they're my favourites to win the league. But I still think if they want to dominate, I think they need to go out there and buy a nine. Even though Pep might be happy with Torres, he might be happy with Jesus. He might be looking at the squad and think, well, I'll wait a little bit while. I'll wait for Erling Haaland, for example. But in my personal opinion, I think if they're going to convince me in a really strong title race, because this is the closest I think it's been for a long time with a four-horse race, I'd like to think you get a big number nine through the door.
I'm glad I'm in today.
Why? What's happening?
This is NASA level thinking.
from my questions or the answers?
This is box office. The biggest club who've had the worst start, is the manager going to get sacked?
Yeah.
The biggest club without a striker.
Craig, you're not new to this programme. This is us every day.
Heavy lifting right here. What are you expecting?
Get me the third one.
Okay.
I need the third one.
Don, what do we learn from Liverpool against Chelsea?
Is that the question?
Yes. Yep.
I'll tell you what we've learned. We've probably learned that Chelsea wouldn't have got this result a couple of years back.
Well, with your Frank in charge.
I'm afraid so, mate. I think you can see why now Thomas Tuchel is an elite manager, because, you know, he's got people like Marcus Alonso, who was out the door, people like Rudiger, who was out the door, and one or two others. And he's got them believing now. I watched the whole game, but I watched the second half performance, especially down to 10. And the way they dug in for the manager and dug in for each other, they were absolutely brilliant. They, I think, were the big winners across the weekend, Chelsea, because they could have easily lost that game, but they didn't. They deserved their point, and they deserve so much credit for digging in and working incredibly hard, because, you know, down to 10 men at Anfield in that atmosphere, Liverpool kicking towards the top end in the second half. I'm watching the game thinking it's inevitable that Liverpool win the game, but they didn't.
Craig, will Ronaldo fix Manchester United's problems?
I'm not involved in this, am I?
Yeah, of course you are. It's not just for Don. Don't get jealous.
I thought it was just for Don, and I could just basically take the mickey out of the question.
Will Ronaldo fix United's problems?
We got a bit of big help.
Yeah.
But if you'd said to... I still think a midfielder. It was interesting, one of the reports today, maybe Jules can...
He's gone.
Has he?
Yeah.
Okay, we can talk about him. apparently, in this proposed transfer of Dan James
to Leeds.
They Close. Threw in Juan Mata some cash and wanted Calvin Phillips.
Oh, wow.
because he's a very dynamic midfielder, as we saw for England at the Euros with Declan Rice. And he would be a big step up in Fred, in my opinion, who was poor again at the weekend. So I do... I think Ronaldo, Casey's goals, if he replicates the same amount of goals the last few years, will clearly help. That's stating the obvious. But I don't think he'll fix all the problems.
Last question's for you, Casey.
I thought it was only four.
Five.
Oh, magnificent.
How long can Tottenham keep this up? That's good effects. Don, do you want to make a noise?
Well, obviously, the news of Harry Kane staying.
Yeah. It's not Tuesday yet.
Well,
imagine
true,
if he goes tomorrow. imagine the chaos.
After it comes out, tells everybody.
Giving his undying love for the fans again.
That obviously is going to help and put, you know, the drama behind. But I still think if you look at the squads that we're talking about, and you're talking about obviously the Man City's, the Liverpool's, the Man U's, the Chelsea's, they're not there. It's great how they've started. It's excellent for North London, but I really see them in the end of the season struggling to get into that top four.
Right. Well, as it stands, of course, they are top of the table. Arsenal are bottom. Just a reminder of how things look after three games. Spurs, the only perfect side in the Premier League. West Ham, Manchester United, Chelsea, Liverpool and Everton all remain.
Why didn't we have a name for
that seat? Be quiet.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Laugh at the end.
Get you every time.
Sosa is now a Bayern Munich player. What's that? Upamecano's gone. Nagelsmann has gone from Leipzig. Now, Sabitzer as well. He has made the move then from Leipzig to the defending champions. Some other transfer news for you. Reports that Emerson is on his way from Barcelona to Tottenham for 30 million euros. Meanwhile, Mariba will be going to Leipzig to take the place of Sabitzer, who will make the move. Daniel James is close to that move from Manchester United to Leeds for 28 million euros.
Kanate is another one. Leipzig.
Yes.
Liverpool. Yes. Just throw it in there.
Thank you very much.
Somebody picks you up.
He didn't go to Bayern, though, did he? That was kind of where I was going.
Oh, but he was still a transfer away from Leipzig.
Yeah, but he didn't go to Bayern.
I thought you were picking
up. No, that's what I was talking about, the like Bayern moves.
Yeah, I'm not sure you were.
I think I was. Transfer deadline day special, then, tomorrow, live here on ESPN Plus. Greg is off. Frank, Gab, Jules, Stevie, Shaka, all here.
Oh, the cast of thousands again.
That is it. Thank you very much to everyone who has been on. Be sure to join us tomorrow for our transfer day special, though. Be sure to stay tuned.
What if something happens for you, son?
What?
Well, that'll be a quiet day.
That'll be all right.
Well, I hope some transfers happen.
That'll be all right. We'll be quiet. Thinking about you're not here, so be quiet. Thank goodness. Extra time's next.
Mbappe to Real Madrid.
There you go. Welcome in then to the latest edition of Extra Time. Craig and Casey with me here in the studio. We also welcome Don and Shaka to the show. Shaka, we meant to ask you during the programme, what's going on? Why, first off, have you got a T-shirt on top of a T-shirt?
It's not. It's one T-shirt. That's the collar.
That's part of the collar.
Oh, God.
Ooh. Did you seriously ask that?
Yeah, I did. I didn't see it as that. I thought it was like he just put it on top of a black T-shirt.
No, it's
an extra fabric, and they thought they'd just use it up by making a double
Looks
collar.
A bit weird, doesn't it? What is it, Shaq?
It's a Trans-Tobago national team shirt.
Wow.
So it incorporates the red and the black.
Ah, Dan. Beautiful. Hey, they've got big World Cup qualifying games coming up, haven't they, Shaq?
in about 4 years, Dan.
Okay, for Don. Don Zeris, how are you, Don? You all right?
I'm good, mate. I'm going to be even better tomorrow when I fly to Portugal for 5 days of golfing.
Wow. Wow, very nice, Don.
What's it? No, I'm not going to say. What, no. What is the percentage? Don't, not going there.
For Don, Lukaku, Ronaldo and Kane, who will you put your money on to end the season with a golden boot?
Well, I went Kane at the very start of the season because I was convinced he was going to go Man City, and I'll stick with him. I'll stick with him.
Oh, oh. Sorry, I caught me on in there.
Whoa, what are you, Kane? Ooh. Who would you go for out of those three?
Ooh, I'm thinking Lukaku.
Yep.
Actually, I think Kane will have another good year. I just don't think he'll have the. I would agree with Don that if he had gone to Man City, I definitely think he'd get more opportunities to score. Ronaldo will score, absolutely no question. But I don't think it'll be with the numbers that we're used to seeing in the years past.
For goalkeepers, Shaka, what is the reaction when they make big saves for their team? De Gea was good yesterday against Wolves and he made big saves. How do you feel about it?
How do I feel about big saves?
Yeah, so do you get more excited by a big save than a spectacular goal because you're a goalkeeper?
I get excited by keeping a clean sheet at the end of the game.
Not you.
No, when you're watching a game, Shaka, you go, whoa, that was a good save. That makes me excited more than it does a goal.
No, if I'm watching a game, I guess I like a good goal better than a great save. I guess, I don't know.
Right. You're very committed to this.
Very, very, very committed.
Casey, what do you prefer?
Look, I like a good save, but the goal is a goal. I mean, that's what we all watch the game for, is to watch great goals. And look, I'd say I appreciate a good save. But I'm looking for goals.
Do you know what I saw today?
That's what I said.
I need a shout.
You accuse me. I'm just saying, sir. That's what I said, and you accuse me of not being committed.
He was rambling a little bit.
You sort of waffled in my. I don't really care. That's my line.
Have you seen the lining of his jacket? First time I saw it today. It's nice, man. Like, look at that. Look at that. Flowers. Clothes. It's what you think when you think of Craig, you think of a flowery disposition.
Oh, definitely.
Hidden under layers and layers.
Well, it's not a reversible one, you know. It's a kind of.
I know, I never suggested it was a reversible one.
What's the flowers got to do with it? Because that's in the inside.
I know, but it's on the inside for a reason, isn't it? To give it a little bit of.
Look at the jacket, I don't go up and look at the inside.
You didn't have that custom added to the jacket.
To be honest with you, this is true. And you can tell me, you can give me a straight answer. This came with a pair of trousers the same colour.
Wow! That would be magnificent.
I didn't purchase them.
Oh.
And if you had a little white cap, kids would be running for ice cream towards you 24/7.
That's why, Casey, I didn't think I could pull it off.
Oh, Craig, that's so disappointing.
But I was going to buy the trousers to go with a different top.
Okay.
Rather than the old.
Could you golf in the trousers?
What colour would you call that, Case?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, have the trousers got flowery pockets?
I don't know, dude.
Looked.
Don't you like this colour, Don?
I don't mind it.
Bear in mind, when you were over here, you made a big effort to start with, and then by the end of your trip, you were wearing a hoodie.
Yeah, I know. Don could wear those trousers golfing in Portugal.
I think it's nice.
Very nice. Right. Did any of Don's Liverpool teammates ever call him and tell him not to join Everton?
No. Because what am I going to say? Oh, thanks for that phone call, mate. Yeah, I won't join Everton. I won't leave Chef U in the Championship to go and play for Everton in the Premier League. What? Don't listen to them.
Well, it worked for Ronaldo, didn't it? All your mates called him up, said don't go, and he didn't.
All the pundits.
Yeah.
Unbiased pundits.
Oh,
yeah.
That
called him and went,
crikey.
Go to your club, Man United, where we'll continue to cheerlead. That'll help us. That'll take the pressure off. Then we can.
Why are they American?
I wasn't.
That's how they're very American.
There's a lot of people on an American. Marvellous. Does that get me a passport?
Rio Ferdinand has turned American.
Does that get me a passport?
That's all you have to do with immigration these days. Go on TV, do an American accent.
That's what you call fast track.
Exactly.
I can do an American accent. Get me that bloody passport.
Shaka, where do you expect West Ham to finish this season after a strong campaign last year and a good start to this season?
I'm going to go for 7th.
Ah.
6 or 7.
Casey, with limited playing time for Zach Steffen at City, would you recommend he leaves on a loan for playing time or bides his time there?
Look, I think it's a trick. If Ederson was 34 years old, I'd say bide your time.
Right.
But Ederson is actually younger than Zach Steffen. So there's a point where Zach has to find regular first team football. I really enjoyed the idea that when Man City bought him and they loaned him out to a club like Fortuna Düsseldorf.
Right.
Perfect. Unfortunately, he got injured, missed the whole second half of the season, came back to Man City. But yes, there is a point where you have to be playing. And again, when we had the conversation about Mbappe, at 22, Zach Steffen's 26, 27.
Right.
So that's that sweet spot where you need to be playing. And
when do I mention that Edison's 28?
Is he 28? Is he just that?
Apparently so.
Right, but it's not like he's... I'll bill you out here, Casey.
Thank you.
Oh.
Well, it's not like he's 36.
Right.
So it's very close. Anyway, what's the lad's name at...
What do you got?
New England?
Revs. That's exactly what I was going to say. Matt Turner's
a good player. Yeah.
I think Zach Steffen needs to go out and play regular first team football. It was one thing to still be the US number one, even though you're on the bench, when there was no credible talent. But Matt Turner has been outstanding. Mm. And if Zach Steffen doesn't get regular first team football, I think he's going to be out as the US number one as well.
Coached by my best man, Kevin Hitchcock.
There we go, beautiful. Yes. Who you haven't seen. He's lived here for 3 years.
Well, there's been a pandemic.
Yes, but what about now?
He's working.
Every day.
Yeah, but Bruce has got him every day. And my boss has me in every bloody day.
Well, we know that's not true.
I just don't have time. He keeps phoning me about golf.
Right.
It's a long way, Boston.
Yeah, but he's your best man.
Yeah, but it was a terrible speech. There's not detract from his skills as a goalkeeping coach.
For Shaka, when will the power rankings return? As we know, Don is very much excited for them.
Well, he'll need to come in here first.
Why does he have to come in here to do them?
Well, it's professional, isn't it?
Doesn't want to come in. Well, when are they?
After four games.
After four games. You can imagine them going, do you want to do them now, Shaq? No, another game. Give him another round of matches.
We've changed the small print. It's now after six games.
Exactly. And Serie A started late, so maybe after five games for them and that.
Christmas
power rankings. A final question. The other day, when talking about Ronaldo's transfer, Craig referred to Sir Alex Ferguson as Sir Alex.
Yes.
Do different rules apply to knighted people, or should he be fined for being so casual about Ferguson's name?
No, because he's retired.
Okay. So you're allowed to use first names for retired managers.
I didn't call him Alex, I called him Sir Alex.
Okay, so knighted people are different.
Well, it's Sir in front of him, and he's not working.
Okay.
If he was at Manchester United, he'd be Sir Alex Ferguson.
Really?
Yes. Sir Alex.
Yeah.
That's how he goes.
Okay, that's how he goes. That's all right.
Same as Sean Connery when he was alive.
Okay.
So it's Sean. Scottish people, see?
All Scottish people are knighted. When's your
all knighted Scottish people?
He wouldn't be bothered. Queen?
No.
I can't be bothered.
Do I have to show up in person?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Seriously, I would. I cannot be bothered with all that noise.
No, I know.
MBEs, MBEs.
Yeah, it's not a surprise.
What's that all about?
No, what? It's honouring people and their contribution to society.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they've all been great, haven't they?
Right. Don?
We can call you Sir Craig.
Sir Craig.
Yeah, well, I thought you did already.
Don, last word before you go on holiday?
Yeah, he's got away with that, Craig. He's wriggled out of that one quite well.
He's not somebody who's currently in the game.
Right.
Well, we didn't know that was a rule, did we?
Well, they're Craig's rules. That rule.
Not my rules. They're my rules, and I change them when I like.
Oh, OK.
All right, there you go.
Yeah, why don't you...
Don,
sod off on holiday.
Have a lovely time on your holidays, Don. Yeah. Enjoy
you.
Yourself.
Hey, Don, are you going to be coming on via the internet from Portugal?
The internet.
From your hotel room?
If you would like me on, I can talk you through the Milan game, Cagliari, last night. I can talk you through Benjamin Šeško, who's faster than Mbappe, if you want, Craig.
Oh, but I'm talking about when you're on your golfing trip. Will you be taking time to do some
Why
TV?
Would we call you up on your golfing trip for yesterday's Milan game?
Yeah, exactly.
Because if you want me to work, I would work. I would take time out for you guys.
Wow, you see, look at that.
Tell you what, he is super...
Careful.
Super keen.
Okay, all right, that's good.
You thought I was going to say something else.
That is it, ESPN FC. On your screen tomorrow. Enjoy your time off. It's the last day of the transfer window tomorrow. Craig, you're off tomorrow.
I believe so.
Wow, what a moment.